Wir haben das Kufjetes mit Aleph. Amar Rabbi Chome, Rab Chanine, Shalosh Matmeinies, Hitmen Yosef in Mitzrayim. Yosef at Tzadik hid three treasures. Achas Nizgala Lekoirech, Va'achas Nizgala Lantoninis Ben Asvirus, Achas Genuze Letzadikim Laosid Lovoy. Masha explains, even though we had learned before, that also Yisrael is Mitzrayim ki Mitzula Shaim Badogim. They ransacked Mitzrayim, nothing was left. That was from the moment Shebigoli. But there was Matmoini Yais, which Yosef HaTzadik had hidden, that they didn't take out of Mitzrayim. One was Nizgala Tekeirech, one was Nizgala Antoninis, and one is Genuzel HaTzadikim Laosid Lovim. Oisher Shomo Leba'olov Lera'osoi, there's an Ashiris that one has, and it is not a Birchas Hashem. This Fakert, it brings about the greatest tragedy. Omar Rab Shimon ben Lokish zu Oshroi Shal Koirach. This is the Ashiris of Koirach. He was Nisgalatam Agavaldik Ashiris, and this was his greatest calamity. Veskola Yakuma Sheber Aglayem, Omar Rabelozo, Zemomoine Shalodom, Shemamidoi Al Raglov. The Yakum is Momoine Shalodom, Rashi Grase Shemamidoi Al Raglov, Shemesameach Liboy. He has a simche. Omar Ablevi, Masui, Shloish Meis Predis Levonois, Oyo Mavteches, Beis Gnozov Shalkoirach. Ekulu aklidi uklifi de golden. Let us see what the Rashbam says. Ze oshrei shel koirech, shayidei roiv memoinoi nizgoe, benitrad min ha'olam. Ta was shama lebolav l'rosoi. Masei shloish meyois, lav davke, v'chein kol shloish meyish shebishasis is not an accurate number. But there was a massy of a lot of predis. Aklidi mafteichos, vikulfi paischos, which are locks. The gildi, let us see what Rashi says in 1 minute. Rashi says the gildi shel marzufim. These were keys and locks of sacks shel oyer, shenoisim al susim vachamoyrim ugmalim. It seems, I think that is what Rashi means, that shel gildi, shel marzufim. That means that the oitris he kept in marzufim, in leather sacks. The keys and locks which were needed to protect the sacks, this was a masui of shloish meyois predis levonis. Let us see what the Rashbam says. The gildi marzufin shel oyer. Tafal pikein hoyo masui shloish meyos predis. Tafal pikein is not too clear. But perhaps there were small locks there, and therefore the chiddush is that there were small keys. Tafal pikein, he had so many keys that it was a masui of shloish meyos predis. Diash adish kazdech Ma'oidcha simen. This is a simen that we'll see that there are certain psukim in Hallel which were said by different people. The Yash is a simen, David, Yishai, Ochiv, Shmuel. And there's a second set, Ochiv, David, Yishai, Shmuel. And the third set, Kulam, Shmuel, David, Kulam. Ma'oidcha. And the simen starts from Oitcha. Omar Rav Shmuel ban Achmeini, Omar Rav Yonison. Oitcha ki ani soni vati lili shua, so who said this capital? Omar David. David said, who said this posik? David said this posik. Even moasu aboinim, oisola reishpino, could be the inui that David suffered, that was vati lili shua, that brought about the Yeshua. Even Moasu Abayinim Hoysala Roishpina Omar Yishai. That David was looked down on. David was the cotton. David was the Roye. And Hoysala Roishpina, he became the Roish. Me'eis Hashem Hoysa Zois Ochiv. That's what his brother said. When Shmuel came, it was Meshayach David for Malchus. So the brother said it. They realized Meis Hashem Oisazoi, Shmuel Anovi was Moshechem Lemalchus, Abahinef Los Beineinu, we don't understand it. Why should it be that way, that David should be Zoichet to Malchus? They didn't understand. Zeh Yoim Osa Hashem Nagilo Venismach Avoi, Omar Shmuel. Shmuel said, from what happened this day, from this Mashiach, that it was Moshech David, is eventually Ba'osid Nagilo Venismach Avoi. This will bring a gewaldic simcha to Klal Yisrael. Ona Hashem Hashiyana Omru Ochiv. The brother said, Ona Hashem Hashiyana. Mephoshim say, because David didn't say it, because he said, Oitcha Kiani Soni Vatihi Lili Shua. So he said Vatihi Lili Shua. So he wouldn't say, Ona Hashem Hashiyana, but the brother said it. Ona Hashem Hatzlichana Omru David. Should have atzloch in the malchus. Baruch abo b'shem Hashem, Oma Yishai. Brachnucha mi beis Hashem, Oma Shmuel. Keil Hashem v'yo alonu amru kulam. Yisru chag b'avoysim Oma Shmuel. Keili ato v'yedek Oma David, ala kairim emeka amru kulam. Let us see the Rashbam. Even mo'asu haboinim ze David, sho yotzoyer b'ochiv v'roye. Niflos beineinu loshen rabim omru ochiv. We don't understand this. Zayayim osa Hashem shmulo yemisnabe shesoifon logil v'lismayach. But you don't understand this. Why was David chosen? What the end will be, nagilo v'nismach aboy with David, sheyeshiyem eyoiveyem. Later you'll understand why. Hatzlichanom o David sheyatzliach b'malchusoy. Yisru chag ba'avoysim eviyu zvochim ushlomim harbei lismoyach umatan domon lemizbeach. I don't know what the Rashba means, zvochim ushlomim. Zvochim is shlomim lechayre. Harbei lismoyach, I don't know where the harbei lismoyach is merumez in the Yisru chag ba'avoysim. Zog the Gemara weiter. Tnan hosam. Mokim shenogu lichpoil, a place where the minig is to, they used to be kaifel the whole hallow. Rashi says lichpoil kola hallow. Each pasuk they repeat it is yichpoil. So if that's the minig amokim, so you repeat every pasuk. Livshait, if the pasuk is not to repeat it, yivshait. Levorech achrov, yivorech. The place where the minig is to make a broche achreine an halo, make a broche. Hakel keminig hamedine. Lichpel, the Rashbam says that's a halo. I don't understand what the hakel keminig hamedine is coming to be meisif. The Baba Basra says Hakol Kemineg HaMedina, so the Gemara Darshans, what Hakol Kemineg HaMedina is being Moisif. It says over here, you go, look, there's a Minig Lichpoel, a Minig Livshait, a Minig Lavoich Achav. So what are we Moisif? There's another Minig, so someone should have said what the other Minig is. Unless Hakol Kemineg HaMedina is telling us that what we said, Mokim Shenogu, means it has to be a Medina. It's not something that says, maybe that what he said, Mokim Shenogu, it has to be a Minig HaMedina. You have to have the whole Medina Filtzach Hazoi in order to, that should have, that the Minig should be valid. It's very unclear. Omar Abaye, Lo Yishonu Elo La'achot. What the brocha achreina of halo is dependent on, that what the brocha of halo is dependent on minig, that tapke the brocha achreina, avolafonov mitzvah lavorech. But the bracha rishayna of Hallel is not dependent on a minig. No, it's a mitzvah levorech. The Omar Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel kol ha-mitzvahs mevorech alayin oivel ha-seyosa. All mitzvahs, the bracha is made before they are done. My mashmedai oivel lishne dagdumehu, that it's done, means before. Poshim say means samoch also, it's right, it's done right before the mitzvah. Marav Nachma Yitzchok Dosiva Yorot Achimot Derech Hakikha Veyaver Es HaKushi, he was Magdim the Kushi. Vayam Emorch Vuova Lifneim, Ikadami Mehorcha Veyaver Malkom Lifneim Vashem Beroisha. So Abaye tells us that what the Mishnah says, that the Broche is Tolei in Minig, that's Tavke Lefono, that's Tavke Lachov. Aber lefonov mitzvah leborach. Milchel, that's what the Baraisa says. The Baraisa says, leborach achov yivorach. I mean, the loishonah ele leachov, the Mishnah says leborach leachov. Abai is coming to tell us, the Mishnah says leachov. Abai says that lefonov is not totally in minig. I don't know exactly why I need this memory of Abaye. Vorech achov is tali in minig. Aber lefonov mitzvah levorech. Lefonov is a mitzvah levorech. Leitzim aforsha Talmud in Sechtes Sukkah brings down a ritva in Sechtes Psochim. What is the inyan of mitzvah levorech? Oivel asiyosam. So the ritva says, v'tam. Sha'omru levorech al ha-mitzvahs oivel ha-seyosam, kidei she-yiskadesh tchila bebrocha. Very interesting musig, that before he does the mitzvah, she-yiskadesh tchila bebrocha. He should be miskadesh, the person, the oisa mitzvah, should be miskadesh through the brocha, number one. Number two, v'yegale v'yoydiya shu oisa oisa mibnei mitzvahs Hashem izboch, v'tzivonu. I'm doing this ashekidishonu b'mitzvah oisa. Seems that there's a kedusha that is chal on the person. And vayishas, the kedusha is chal with the broche. Then he should be megale, that what he's doing, the mitzvah that he's doing later, he's doing it mibnei mitzvahs Hashem izboch. That's what he relates, v'tzivonu. I'm doing it outside. Va'oid, another reason why one should be magdim the broche to the mitzvah, ki ha-broches me'avoides ha-nefesh, v'roi la-hagdim avoides ha-nefesh le-maise shehi avoides ha-guf. This is avoides ha-nefesh. So Yami wanted to be mitzad, it could be avoides ha-nefesh, he means, the Pasuk says, V'yi Odom l'nefesh chaye, the Targum says, L'ruach memalolo. So the dibur of a person, that could be called Avedis ha-nefesh. It means in every mitzvah, there's the Maisa ha-mitzvah, that's Avedis ha-guf, and then there's, in the mitzvah, there's Avedis ha-nefesh also. The bracha to the mitzvah is the Avedis ha-nefesh of the mitzvah. Is one should be magdim the avodas hanefesh before the avodas haguf. The Sfas Emes in Sukkah has a ha'ore an Abaye. Abaye said, Leishonu elu la'achov, avu lefonov mitzvah levorech. Lefonov, it's a mitzvah to make a broche. How does Abaye know this? The Omar Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel Kol Hamitzvus Mevorach Lein Oivel Asiyosa. Because Shmuel said Kol Hamitzvus Mevorach Lein Oivel Asiyosa. So Memele. So what does he mean to say? So since Hallel is a mitzvah, Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel said Kol Hamitzvus Mevorach Lein Oivel Asiyosa. So therefore, you have to make this a Memele Zachiyev to make a broche before the Asiyas Hamitzvah. So the Sfas Emes asks, what's the raya from Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel? Maybe Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel is speaking about Maisa HaMitzvah. And a Maisa HaMitzvah, they were Mesak and Abroch. But Halul is a Shvach. maybe it's not shaykh a brocha on a shvach. He brings four mishalim, krishme, tfile, bichas hamozayin, and hagode. So memele, so he says, we see on dvorim and emorim bedibo, there's no brocha. So where did Abaye see in Rav Yudah Meshmur that on Halo you do make a broche? That's his first kasha. Then he asks the second kasha. He says Rav Yudah Meshmur is not telling us that you make a broche on mitzvahs. He's telling us when you make the brocha, he's just telling us, you make a brocha on mitzvahs. He's telling us when you make the brocha. You make the brocha over lasayosan. But here there's a shaila bechlav, you make a brocha on halal. So where do you see this in Rabbi Yehuda Meshmu? This is the Svasemesis to Kashas, and he blibes with a Kasha. And the second ha'or, if Rabbi Yehuda Meshmul would be only telling us when to make the broch, it should be oivel asayosan right before you do the mitzvah, Dachmi should have said, kol birchis ha-mitzvahs mevoich alein oivel asayosan. If he's telling me aloch in birchis ha-mitzvahs, so kol birchis ha-mitzvahs mevoich alein oivel asayosan. If he says, kol ha-mitzvahs mevoich alein, weiss this, he wants to be mechadish, that a mitzvah is a chiyah brocha also. Then he also says, the chiyah brocha is oivel asayosan. But God, this was Emes, asks, you see, there's exceptions to the rule. Krishma, Tfile, Bichasamozin, Hagode. So how do you know that Halal, one does make a brocha? I saw the Nesivis wrote a pirish on the Hagode Maisenism. And the psiche to the Hagode, he brings down this kasha. Why don't you make a broche on Sipa Yetzias Mitzrayim? He brings Bemison, the Rishonim as the kasha. The Rif and the Rashba as the kasha. He brings the Rif as a teretz because you yoitze Sipa Yetzias Mitzrayim with Kiddush, Seichel Yetzias Mitzrayim, I finished already. He says, difficult to be chaylik on Rishonim, but he says he would think that there's a difference between Schire and Sipa. Sipa, you have to be Marech. Some say to be maske yitzias mitzrayim, zechel yitzias mitzrayim, could be in the mitzvah of zikor in zocher, in the mitzvah of zchira, could be yoytze with mentioning it. But here is a din of sipper. L'chayre sipper is time is just like by the Megillah, the zman, the nes occurred. If you feel you miss one word of the Megillah, you have to say from the beginning till the end to explain all the nisim that occurred. Is man the Megillah savad the givis by the mitzvahs we got it to Levincha, Yezicha, Yira Yoitza, with some say saying Zechel Yitzias Mitzrayim. So he wants to say, a Yisot, he asks by Birchas Hamozen, also he asks this Kasha. So he says, Chazal never made, you should make a brocha on a brocha. So Memele, so Birchas Hamozen, Tfile, there's a broche. Hagoda, he says, since they were mesakin in the Hagoda, a broche also go al Yisrael. So since the mitzvah has a broche, so Chazal will never mesakin a broche on a broche. Why don't we make a broche on Kriyishma? So I found Davodrom asks this kasha. Davodrom says as follows. Vatam, שאין מבורכן על קרישמה כמו בשאר מצוות, מבני שעניין הברוכה סכולם הוא לקבל אול מלכו שמיים. ועניין הברוכה סכבל עושה אול מלכו שמיים, כדמרינן שכל ברוכה שאין בו אסכורס השם או מלכוס אין אי ברוכה. Very interesting ראיין. So why do you need אסכורס השם and מלכוס? That with the ברוכה one has to be מקבל Oil Malchus Shemayim. And it could very well be, we mentioned before the Ritve, that the purpose of the bracha is kedei sheyiskadish tchila bebracha. The person should be miskadish with the bracha. We didn't know clearly how one becomes miskadish al yedei bracha, but it could be the way the Vadrom says that the whole union of a bracha before a mitzvah is a kabbalah so el malchus shamayim. So it could be if a person is mekabel on himself el malchus shamayim, he becomes miskadish take. That is the kedusha that is necessary before the asiyas hamitzvahs. So he says, Shema is yesh boyas kores Hashem, v'gam kein nechshav kemalchus, v'reihu choshuv kebroche. So that means what the broche will accomplish, you have already in the mitzvah already. So you don't need a broche. So it's very interesting. Avodrom and Yesod is saying the same thing what the Nesiva said. That he says that everyone is sakin a broche an a broche. But he gives a bissel upset the hair that the tapkin of a broche is Kabbalah Seil Malchus Shamayim. So Kaponim, if the etzem aisa mitzvah is also a broche or equivalent to a broche, then there's no necessity for a broche before the mitzvah. So Al Kaponim, so all the kashes of the Sfas Emes of Enfeld. So Mamela, so then it's poshet. I mean, the Sfas Emes had a psakashe kola mitzvahs mevorech alayim, and you see it's not true. Because this and that. So Mamela, so how do you know that hallow? Yes. But Al Kaponim, the way the Nesiva says, the way Vadrom says, kola mitzvahs yitake make a broche. These cases, Bichas Amozim, Krishma, Tfile, Haggadah, these are broches in Yesod. A broche, you don't make a broche, but a mitzvah, you make a broche. So halal is a mitzvah. Is that a broche? So memela, so therefore, he brought a raya from Rabbi Yehuda Meshmul, that you make a broche before Amiris halal. Abol lefonov mitzvah levorech. Lefima shepirish lael, the psukim loyhavu hefsek ubrocha achroine hi chsimes orishoine loyitochin kan the eich yevoich lefonov loyachtoim achot. Tosfos before Tosfos before the kuvdalud amid beis. The three lines before it starts getting very wide, the shuras. Taisa says, "Vim toime yalalucha sha'achal halal v'yiru einenu v'yishtabach lomain paiseach ben beboch." Why are they, it's not a brocha smucha l'chavote, so why don't they start with a brocha? V'yishloime di yalalucha Havi b'smucha lebrocha de likra yasahalo. Halalucha samuch to the brocha likra yasahalo. V'lai havi psukim hefsek. The psukim are not a hefsek. Hey, so memela, so Taismus says by halo, so you have bochat Hashem likra yasahalo, the psukim are not a hefsek, so that's the psicha of the brocha, and then yalalucha is the chsim of the brocha, siva psicha and the chsim. So now Tosfos asks, according to the way I said before, "Lefim ashepirish lael v'apsukim lehavo hefsek ubroch achroine hi chsimes harishoine lo yitochin ka." So it's very schwer, Agemore. Ve'ech yivorech lefono v'lo yachtei machot. How can he make a broch lefono v'lo yachtei machot? So Lechere Taisvis is very schwer. That's me the Dvar Shmuel asks on Taisvis. What's the problem? What is Lechere Taisvis Kasha is that the Brocha Achreine is totally in Eminik. So other places they don't say. So what's the Kasha? So on this mitzvah they were, the Zichar a Brocha Ktzore. I mean, not every Brocha has a Chsime. There's a Brocha Ktzore, there's a Brocha Aruche. So what's the kasha? Deich yevorich lefono v'lo yachtei machov. How can he make a brocha lefono v'lo inish? He won't make a chsima. Why not? The kasha is a kasha fakert. How can one make a chsima without a psiche? That's a problem. But to make a psiche without a chsima, I mean, there's so many mitzvahs. You make a brocha rishayin and fartig, a guten tot. What's pshat in Tosfos Kasha? It could be, even though the Lashon is not too clear, could be Tosfos is asking as follows. And here the Mishnah says, the bracha achrayne is zicher not a mitzvah. That's for sure. In other places, there's a minik to say it. In other places, there's no minik to say it. But it's zicher not a mitzvah. So if it's not a mitzvah, so when they were misakin, the bracha rishayne, the bracha rishayne was niskan without a bracha achrayne. Later, there became a minik. So how could the bracha achrayne, which is a minig, be achsime to a bracha rishayne, which is a chiyuv? That's not a set. If you say, that means if I say that the bracha achrayne is a chsime to the bracha, so it has to be niskan in what time? But if this is a takone, this is a chiyuv, and this is a minig, it's all kochach, that is the reason why by the, in Birchas Hamozin, the first three brachas are not Pesach Beborach, because it's smucha lechavota. Noide smucha, rachim is smucha. By the bracha revi, she start Boruch Ata Hashem. So the Mephoshim explain why, because the bracha revi was not niskan, but this is v'yavne tiknu, it's not a seder in Birchas Hamozin, it's a different thing. So you can't use the bracha rishayne. So that's what the Eich Yevorech Lefonov Uloyachtem Achov. That means how could there be a Bracha Lefonov without a Chsima? And later, this will be the Chsima of that Bracha. Even though the Lashon is not, that's what Tosfos is asking. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Tanya, we learned in the Baraisa, Rebbe Koifel Bo Dvorim. Rebbe used to be Koifel Dvorim, some dvorim in Halle used to be kaifel. Me'at oye kaifel, mi borach abo lamato. Borach abo, he was kaifel. Rabbi Lozo ben Prota, moisef bo dvorim. He added on, that means he said what Rabbi said, he was kaifel what Rabbi was kaifel, and he was moisef. My moisef, Omar Rabbaye, Moisef lichpael, he was moisef to be kaifel, me oitcha lamata. He was moisef to be kaifel from oitcha. Zokter Ashbam, oitcha lamata, li nire mishum kovid yishai, ushmuel, vedovid, vaochiv shem ruah me oitcha lamata, kedamor en lael, is kaifel in oisai. So that's why he was kaifel. Vyesh lishaynes acheres, voloi nehirem. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Dorish Rav Avire. Zimnen omalei mishmei der Rav Ami, vizimnen omalei mishmei der Rav Asi. That's the girls on the side. Mai der Siv vayigdal hayelad vayigomel Osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu lasei sudo letzadikim biyoyim sheyigomel chasdoi lezarei shel Yitzchak. Rabbi Nishlam Lassid Love will make a suda for the tzaddikim. La'acher she'oichlin v'shoisin noisnin loy la'avrom avinu koish al baruch al baruch. So the koish al baruch is offered to Avrom avinu. Ve'oim alehen eini mevaruch she'yotza mimeni Yishmael. I had a son Yishmael. Oimrim loy le Yitzchak levore tu lebroich. Oim alehem eini mevaruch she'yotza mimeni Esav. Aymer mlay le Yaakov tu le broich, u borech, aymer le meini mevok, shenosos ishtay achoyes, bechayayim, shasidah teira lo yisron alay. Aymer le Moishe tu le borech, aymer le meini mevorech, shle zachisi li konis leretz Yisrael le bechay vle be Moishe. Aymer le Yeshua tu le borech, aymer le hen, aymer mevok, shle zachisi le ben, Tachsiv Yeshua bin Nun, and then in Divrayom it says, Nun benoi, when it's speaking the Yichus of Mishpachas Afraim, it goes, Nun benoi, Yeshua benoi, Yeshua is the son of Nun, and it stops there. So it seems Yeshua did not have a son. Oymer moi le David tu le borech, Oymer le nani aborech, Oymer le borech, Shenema kais Yeshua is Esau, v'shem Hashem Ekra. A difficult Gemara to understand. The Marsha explains as follows. First of all, what did Chazal see in this pasuk that is speaking about v'yigdal ha'yelad v'yigomel? So this pasuk is meramez v'gnamishta la'osid lovay. So the Marsha says, Chazal felt there were two extra words. Vayigdal ha-yelad, vayigomel, ha-yelad is Ibrik. We're speaking about the possibility of Yitzchak was born. Vayigdal, and vayigomel is also Ibrik, because it says later, vayas avrom mishte b'yayim igomel es Yitzchak b'noi. So it should have said, vayigdal, vayas avrom mishte b'yayim igomel es Yitzchak b'noi. Mishte godol b'yayim. So Hayelad Vayigomel is out of place. So therefore Chazal said that Hayelad is going on Klal Yisrael, Yelad Shashuim, Vayigomel is going B'yoyim Sheyigomel Chazdoi Lezare Shal Yitzhak. Rabbeinu Shlomo B'goyimul Chasodim Lezare Shal Yitzhak, Klal Yisrael. So then, Vayas Avraham Mishte Godel. The Gram Horvitz says, Vayas Avraham Mishte Godel could be, it says by David HaMelech, it says, Vasisi Lecho Shem Godel Keshem Hagdolim. So it says, David is called Shem Godel Keshem Hagdolim. So, Vayas Avrom Mishte Godel, Avrom made Mishte Zalosh and Shtiye, that the Godel is going on David. It says, remember, Sisil Hashem Godel. So Avrom made that Vayas Avrom Mishte Godel, that the Godel should drink the kais. Because we see just, Avrom started the ball rolling. He said, Avrom said that he can't bench, and then Yitzchak said he can't bench, and they all, that was part from Avrom. See, soon what the cheshbon was. So, memela. So that's how it's merumes in this posig that lasid lavoi, the from Avraham Avinu will come out that the godol will bench. And that's David HaMelech. Now, what is pshat in the time of Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, and Yeshua? So the Marsha says as follows that the Gemara says in Broches that one has to be masker and biches amozain bris toire eretz malchus beis David the bain Yerushalayim bris reshechasamta bifsarenu teros reshli matonu then to be masker eretz Yisrael malchus beis David biches aoretz Avraham Avinu tainet that yotza mimeni Yishmoel. So I can't be masker bris because the bris did not go to all my descendants. That means by Yishmoel there's no bris. So Memele, so I can't say bris. The bris is not to all my descendants. In the same way, Yitzchak said he can't say bris because Yotze Mimeni Esau. So Memele, he also doesn't have a bris. So he can't bench, he can't say bris. Yaakov Avinu could say bris, but Yaakov Avinu says, but I can't say Torah. Because also that Torah lichtoiv that you're not allowed to marry two sisters. I never should not such the achis be chayim. Shasida Torah lo ischan alai. So how could I say? How could I bench when I did something connected to Torah? They tell Moshe Rabbeinu to bench. He says shloi zachisi lekonis leEretz Yisrael. So how could I say birchas haoretz? I never was zeichet to come to Eretz Yisrael. They tell Yeshua, so this is very unclear in the Marsha. So what Yeshua bench? He did go on Eretz Yisrael. He said he didn't have a ben. So the Marsha says he was unable to build Yerushalayim, was unable to build the Beis Hamikdash. So Memele, so he also can't say. Now how, what shaykhah does this have to ben? So ben is, it could be the Loshim Binyan, that's true, but the Pashtas of the Gemara, Nun Benoi, Yeshua Benoi, it seems that he didn't have a ben, Kipshutai. But so Rav Yama wanted to tell him there could be a person that doesn't have a ben is called horus. He doesn't have. The person who is horus is not roi livnais. That's obsessed. He wasn't roi taka livnais Yerushalayim, livnais the Beis Hamikdash. David was bein Yerushalayim. He had a son Shlomo that was bein the Beis Hamikdash. So David said, Li no levorech. He said, that's pshat, mo oshib l'ashem kol tak moloi aloi. That means he was zeiche to all these inyonim which the previous gdolim did not have. So therefore, kais Yeshua is eso v'shem Hashem ekra. Zog te mishne, eim maftirin achar ha-pesach afikoymen. Zog te rashbam, maftirin loshen ha-niftar mechaveiroi. Kloima, kshenifthorim min ha-sude, when a person finishes the Suda, he's Messiah the Suda, ain't Messiah oiso ba'afikoimen. You don't end the Suda with a afikoimen. And what that means exactly, the Gemara mefosh. Look, the Gemara, my afikoimen, omar rab, shalo yakru mechabura lechabura. So we'll see in the Rashbam soon, but just teichverter, that means that by the end of the Suda, after he finishes eating the Korban Pesach, he should not go to a different chabure and eat something else over there. He should not, so, afik mone. That means you don't end the suda by taking your kelim and going to another chabure to have kampot over there. So according to Rav, if you want to have kampot in your chabure, the gesundheit, but to go into a different chabure, that you're not allowed to. Shmuel Amar, kegoin udiloi li vegoiz laye la'abe. Shmuel said, "Meftinach haPesach avikoymen is not speaking about only you're not allowed to eat in a different chaburim. The same chaburim you're not allowed to bring another course after the Korban Pesach." And he gives Mesholim udiloi li vegoiz laye la'abe. We'll see in the Rashbam what this is. V'achdin barshil Rabbi Yochanan Amar kegoin tamarim kloyes vegoiz. Let us see the Rashbam. Omar Rav, shlo yakru michabure lechabure. Ache sha'ochlu ha-pesach bechabure, lo yelchu bechabure acheres, lechel loy pas, v'loy shum dobo, gzeir adul ma'osi lemechel es ha-pesach b'shnei mekaymus. Because if you're going to start eating the sude in two places, so God, you ate the Korban Pesach ontlich in one place. And now you're going to eat the rest of the Suda in two places. So there's a gzeir, dulma sulamech lasa Pesach b'shtei mekoymus. Vanant nan, stomach Rabbi Yehuda b'keitza tzoylen, the Pesach nechel b'shtei chaburet. The halacha is that you could divide the Korban Pesach. One Korban Pesach can be split up between two chaburet. Abovein ha'oichel oich la Pesach b'shnei mekoymus. But one person cannot eat what his chelik of the Korban Pesach in two places. V'hach milse derav ukmei hosom b'shas achila. B'shas achila sa Pesach, you cannot go and you cannot be in two places. Aval la'achar achila, yochel le'yokel, ema halo b'chabur acheres. You have to eat in one chabur, but you can say halo with a different chabur. B'lei kopid ala lechol b'beiz mekoyim. Avol lechol dvorim acherim bimkoimon orishin. So memela, so he's saying, according to Rav, you can say halal on another chabura, you can't eat in another chabura. And also to eat dvorim acherim bimkoimon orishin, shari lav. If you want to eat after the Korban Pesach, you also allow to. Ubilvad shelo yaker lo oichlonim chabura acheres. That's what you're eating after the Korban Pesach. Don't go to a different chabura. Bahainu the polig olei shmul barab yechenin, and this nekude, that you're allowed to eat after the Korban Pesach as long as it's in the same chabure, shmul barab yechenin acholik. Va'omri, and they hold kol dovor osalechel, afilu bachaburos erishoine, you're not allowed to eat afilu in the same chabure. So that is the machloikis, rab and shmul. V'lekel efrushe. Now the Rashbam says, you can't say pshat and rab. Shelo yakru michabura lechabura, da'ach lo shoch lo ktsas mina pesach lo yoich mina chabura acheres. You can't say that that's what Rab Asel is. Bemison, after he finished the Kolben Pesach, he's allowed to eat kompot in another chabura. But he's telling us you're not allowed to eat the Kolben Pesach until chabura. She started eating it. You can't continue eating in a different chabura. The sosam lantana bekeitzet zoylen. Shashamish oimid limzoig. When the shamish is wants to be moizik to a different chabura, koifetz es piv, at shemegiya eitzel chaburosoi. So Mildred says, Claw, that Fakelte shouldn't be chosh at him. So his kovet says, Piv, when he serves the other chabura to make sure that he won't eat over there. Chais tomi loma. Ola rab, ochi mash mole afikoimen, afiku monaichu, oitziu kleichem mikan, v'neilech v'noichal b'mokimach. Let's eat someplace else. Afiko manaychu. So ein oichlen. You cannot eat an achila of which switches the mokem achila b'shas the gemar achila. That's our avler. In Shmuel said, "Kegoin al di loy li v'goiz laye la abe, who's abe l'rav." Shmuel abe rogel lechel b'kinuach sude k'meim u'pitriyos. He used to eat for dessert, types of mushrooms. The Rav Rogelach Lachasudosei Goizles. The Loshanafi Koimen Aitziu Veheviu Bring, meaning Mesike. The Osa Shmuel Ameima. The Loi Mi Boy Shaloyaka Mechaburos Lachaburacheres. That's Poshet, you're not allowed. Alafilu Bachaburosei Osa Lechel Klum. Achara Pesach. Shaloi ye oved mimeno tama pesach. You shouldn't lose the tama pesach. Lefi shedinoi le ochel besoif ala soiva. Since the din is that it should be eaten ala soiva, v'chein kol hakabonis, kedersiv le moshcha le gdula keder shemalochem oichle. Now to understand what the Rashbam is telling us, says two reasons over here. Let us see for a few minutes the Ramban in Milchames. Then Dachme will understand what the Rashbam is telling us. The Milchames is on Chavov Amid Beis, the Daf Yarif, and it's the Milchames starts, it's around 10-12 lines when it starts. There's two dots in towards the, after two-thirds of the Shura. The Shura starts Hilchas Kibosei, and after the two dots, the Ramban starts speaking about the Inyan of Afikoimen. The heavy idea, shetam ein maftirin acher a pesach af afikoimen, kedei she a pesach nechal ala soiva. That the pesach should be eaten, that should be the last course. Ugzeiro, so the last course, nechal ala soiva, throwing tight, nechal ala soiva, that means the nechal ala soiva means that he's not eating it to quench his hunger. He's eating it l'shem achila. Nachal ala soiva. So Mameli says, if you'll eat something afterwards, it's not called, it's not nachal ala soiva. No. So the Ramban, ugzeira gozruboy, shaloi yeyochel afilu dvorim, shaloi yeyochel afilu dvorim she'enom asbiyin, ve'enom boin ele bikinuach. That is a gzeir already. That means if you're going to have, let's say, according to Rabbi Yochanan Tmorim, or Gezlaya, the Afilu, you'll have Gezlaya, that's called, it was Nechal Ala Seiba, that's for sure, it was Nechal Ala Seiba, but it's also Midrabonon, or gzeir gozrboi shloyeyoch, yloyoch alafilu dvorm sheina mazbiim, veinam boim ala bikinuach, vahainu plukte de shmur barabbi Yochanan. The Shmuel Sovan, he says, Amir de Kibir and the Machloikis. Rashbam, I don't know if he held it was a Machloikis, but Ramban is the Machloikis. The Shmuel Sovan, Le Oswal, Kagain Aldi Laye, Vigoiz Laye, La Abo, שאין חביבים עלינו, this is חובבדיקים החולים, ואונו ממלם קריסיינו מהם, we have a gesunte portion from them. So ממילא, if you're going to have a gesunte portion from, this is something that one enjoys eating, so if this will be mutter, so eventually we'll come out, we'll see soon, that a person won't eat the kolben pesach al hasoiv. Afterwards he had a good portion of gezlaya. Rabbi Yochanan saw afilu kloyes vagoizim also. That this is also, this a person zicha is not memale kreiso. But the gzeira was afilu by kloyes vagoizim. V'sanye kibosid Rabbi Yochanan. Now, so this is l'chayre, let us explain the lashon of the Rashbam. U'lefi shedinoi le'ochel b'soif ala soiva. This is one reason. Since the din is le'ochel b'soif ala soiva, v'chein kol ha'kobonis, k'dechsiv le'moshcho l'gdula, k'derch ha'molochem o'ichlin, has to be eaten ala soiva, that's haloch in kobonis. So therefore, they asked to eat anything afterwards. The Ramban says, Gzeire gozu. The Rashbam also holds like that. I mean, it's Zichem Estava that having some Gizlaya or Tmorim and Kloyas, that this felt nishn ala saiva, but they were Gezer. If he's going to eat a little bit, he might come to eat a lot, and then he'll eat the Korban Pesach at the beginning of the Suda. So they were Gezer this. That's pshat. I thought, the Ramban says Klo was a gzeira. I don't think there's a machlokes to Rashbam and Ramban in this nekude. The Ramban Grad says later, we'll see in Tosfos also, a different reason why it has to be nechal ala saiva. Tosfos says later this reason, because a Yerushalmi, because they were gzeira, if he'll be hungry, he might be oivan shviras etzem. So that's why they said it should be nechal ala saiva. So according to the Ramban in Tosfos, so this is a gzeire, means if there's a chshash, he might come to eat it at the beginning of the Suda, he might come to be shayver and etzem. So they made a gzeire that he's not allowed to eat anything afterwards. That's according to the Ramban in Tosfos. According to the Rashbam, l'chayre, the vort is, they made a gzeire that if he eats after the Achilas HaPesach, he'll eat this Kinuach Suda, he might come and stick the Achilas HaPesach at the beginning of the Suda. And then it'll be Oivan, the Mitzvah Saseh, it'll be a bit of Mitzvah Saseh of Lemoshcha or Legdula. That's L'chayr Pshad according to the Rashbam. In Kainim Anachno, so then I have a Shtikel Ha'ore on the Primogodim. The Primogodim says a Yesod, Chazal never made gzeiris on a bitl mitzvah saseh. That's what the Primogodim says. The Primogodim explains pshat. Machabel says that if one is putting on a beged of tzitzis, one should be boidik the tzitzis before he makes the broche, in order to be sure they should make a broche lebatolah. So the kasha is, if you're afraid that the tzitzis are torn, so why are you playing about a broch levatola? He's wearing a beged without tzitzis. So the Primogodim says that the inyan of being boidik the tzitzis is only at the Rabbona the Kedin, because minatayri can be seimech and chazoke. Rabbona made a gzeire that you should be boidik. So he says, Chazal only made gzeires on when a person might come to be over a iser. Ushmartem es mishbartim ibilti aseis es kolatei eves ha'ila. If you might be doing a dover mesuiv, you have to make a mishmeres, shmiras yog, that you shouldn't be doing a dover mesuiv. So to make a broch levatole is a dover mesuiv. So therefore you have to make syogin, you should never come to do it. That's why you should be baidik to tzitzis. But wearing a beged without tzitzis is not, alas, it says hatei eves ha'ila. You're being mevatel a mitzvah. And little mitzvahs, they never made gzeiras. That's what the Primogodim says. So, l'chayr, according to the Rashbam, according to the Ramban, that he says they're klo, that the inyan of ala saiva is he shouldn't come to shviras etzem. So this, I understand they made a gzeira, that he shouldn't come to be over alav of shviras etzem, because it'll be in the beginning of the Suda, he might come to Shviras Etzem. So it's a gzeira not to be over a lot. But according to the Rashbam, l'chayr it's a gzeira to be mekayim a mitzvah saseh b'la moshcha l'gdula. So l'chayr we see they made gzeira sanfil a bitla mitzvah saseh. That's the second half of the Rashbam. Now the first half of the Rashbam says, Osa lechel klum achera pesach, shaloi ye oved mimenu tama pesach. He shouldn't lose the time of the Pesach. This is l'chayre a new, this is a different reason. Shouldn't lose the time of the Pesach. And Be'emerson, this half of the Rashbam is telling us a reason, we'll see later in the sugya, there's a shayla, if bizman hazeh is one permitted to eat after the achilas matzah, which is b'seif hasude. There's a whole pilpul in the Gemara. So Be'emerson, it's totally in what the reason you're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to eat after the Korban Pesach. If the reason is you're not allowed to eat after the Korban Pesach is because L'moshcha L'gdula, that's a din, kochim after eating L'moshcha L'gdula, that's why it's Nechal Ala Soiga. So you're allowed to eat after Matzah, by Matzah is not in L'moshcha L'gdula. If the time of Korban Pesach is She'etam Pesach Be'piv, that's the time. So Memela, so then it's applicable by Matzah also. So Memela, the Rashbam didn't want to, so the Etzem Shat in our Mishnah, according to Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan is, so Rashbam gave two tamim. One time is, and it fell in the Machlokes later. One time is because they should have the time of the Pesach Bepiv, that's why not allowed to eat anything else. And the second time is, it should be eaten L'moshcha L'gedula. Zogt der Gemara, zogt der Rashbam weiter, Abe, kach, shemoi, shal Rav. That is the name of Rav. Ela bekovid, koirin, oisoi, Rav, bebov. Wat geruft dem, der Rav. Kaboi, she, koirin, hochi, okay, oisoi, Rav, bebov, hochi. They called him Rav. Kaboi, she, koim, Rabbi Yehuda, anosi, beretz Yisrael, Rabbeinu. But his name was Abe. וכן מייחיח בשחית הסחולן, דמרינן, מן רי סדרה בבובו, אבא אריכה, זה תול אבא. רב מיירי, שהיה רב אורך בדוירי, כדמרינן מסכס נידה. רב יחנן, כשמוע סביר עליי, אלא שהוי רוגל באילו בכנוע סודס. We see that לחייר דרשבם is חילק on the Ramban. Ramban said, is he said, is the כמחלויקס between רב יחנן and שמוע. The machlokes is according to Shmuel davke or the laya v'geiz laya you're not allowed to eat because adam rogel l'malei kreisem imenu, but teinim and kloyes you're allowed to eat. And Rabbi Yochanan is geiz afilo by teinim and kloyes. So there's a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel. Rashbam seems to say that there's no machlokes. Rabbi Yochanan Kishmur Svirle El Shei Rogel Be'elu Bikinur Sud. He gave his marshal, whatever he ate for dessert. It's very modne. And then the Gemara further is also modne. Tanya Kibosid Rabbi Yochanan, a maftirin achara pesach, kegoin tmorim kloyes vegoizim. So it's a lie to Rabbi Yochanan. But it's a lie, not like Rab. But Rabbi Yechanan, according to the Rashbam, if there's no machlokes between Rabbi Yechanan and Shmuel, so what should Tanya kibos to Rabbi Yechanan? Well, stay tomorrow in Kloyes Vegoizim. Oma Rabbi Yehuda, Oma Shmuel, Eim Avtirin, Acher, Matzah, Afikoyim. After Matzah, you don't eat an Afikoyim also. I mean, Shmuel has all the Isser is, it's not an Isser, it's a different Chaburah, it's an Isser, a fellow of Isser Chaburah to eat. So Shmuel said that this halacha applies by Matzah also. Nan, Eim Avtir Nachar Pesach Afikoymen, Achar Pesach Hu Deloi, Avol La'achar Matzah Mavtir. Kaker, the Mishnah Vaisto is not like that. The Mishnah says, Davke after the Achilas HaPesach, you're not allowed to eat something. But I says after matzah, is man is are you allowed to eat? The thing about it, no. Loi mi boi kama. Loi mi boi acha matzah, the loi no fish tamayu. He says after matzah, it's poshet, you're not allowed to. Because the tam matzah will become nevad, because it doesn't have such a strong taste to begin with. Avol acha pesach, the no fish tamayu, it has a strong taste. It doesn't go away so quickly. Less lumbo. The Mashim alone. So the Mishnah is telling us, "Ein maftirim achar haPesach." Even after Pesach, you're not allowed to. If the matzah about the gemis. So here we see clear from the Gemara that according to Shmuel, the reason of ein maftirim is out. The first reason of the Rashbam, Shlo Yehovet Mimeno Tama Pesach. That's it. It's a Isser Altstab. Zog the Rashbam, Ein Maftiren Acher Hamatzav Ikoimen, Shetzorich Lechel Matzah Bigmar Sudosoy, Zeche Le Matzah Necheles Ima Pesach Bekriche. The Matzah has to be eaten, we'll see soon in the Rashbam. The matzah shel mitzvah has to be eaten by the gmar achila. Just like the matzah bisman abayis was eaten with gmar suda with the pesa. Kriche. Bezuhi matzah abetzue she'ono oichlam bachayne. This is the middle of matzah. Bezuhi matzah abetzue she'ono oichlam bachayne l'shem chayvah. Not the way, this is the third matzah by us, this is the second matzah. Matzah, abtsush, and rechum, bachayin, l'shem chayv. And the Rashbam holds, this is the Shittas HaRashbam, that the rice of the kemitzvah, we are mekayim with the afikayman, which we eat at the end. Bal kolcheinu, onu mevochim, so now the Rashbam has a kashe. If we are yoitze mitzvahs matzah then, so make then a broch alachilas matzah. He says, "Val kochein onem mevochin alachilas matzah barishayin." Afal pisha einam l'shem chayva. The broch alachilas matzah we make on the matzah rishayin, even though it's not l'shem chayva. Kida omar Rav Chista la'el gabi more v'la'acher shemilei kreisei mimenu hay chayza mevorch olo. Hilkach mevorch atavayu bereishe. Therefore, he makes the broch alachilas matzah on both. We see from the Rashbam also, he didn't hold like the Ramban. The Ramban learned Shat and Rav Chisda that since there's a tiny, you can't make a brocha and morah later, so you yoitze now. So you yoitze taka with the matzah, the morah of the kalpas. That's what the Ramban learned. The Rashbam was see klonitazay, the Rashbam learns like Taisvis. You yoitze with the morah later. You make a bracha now. Acher oisa matzah, after you finish eating that matzah, ain't niftorim imeno bachilas dover acher, shalei l'shakeach tamo, you should not be mashkir the tam. V'matzah bizman azeh mairi, deleke pesach bado. Di bizman dike pesach, abed yitnan that you don't need a member of Rav Yudah Meshmur. Says the Mishnah Maftir Nachar Pesach Afikoymen, Bainu Achar Pesach Matzah Nachel Simoy. So Memele, then it means after that's after the Pesach Matzah. So the Gemara says Shteitach Faker Achar Pesach Udoloy Ochel Bismandike Pesach, then Oichlan Afikoymen Achar Pesach, Ba Matzah Sheimoy, Ba Achar Matzah Beloy Pesach Maftirin. So the Gemara answers that no. That the Chapton, afilu acha pesach, even though it's not fish time, it's also, you're not permitted to eat afterwards. Mekolshkein acha matzah. So the Gemara, neime misayelei. Maybe we have a raya from this baraisa to Shmuel. Asufgonim vadufshonim viskeritin. These are types of cakes. Odem memalei kreise mehem, bevei sheyoichel kizayis matzah bachleine. A person can fill himself up before, but he should make sure that the last kid, that he should bachleine by the end of the suda, bevei sheyoichel kizayis matzah bachleine. The kizayis matzah that is yoitze has to be bachleine. Bachleine in, barishoin aloi, abovei stois, the kizayis matzah that you yoitze with, has to be at the end. In other words, you cannot eat anything after matzah. That's mamas what Rav Yudah Meshmul said. They maftirin acher matzah. You can't eat after matzah also. So the Gemara, loy, it's not right. loy mi boy kama loy mi boy berishayne de kachel teyave. The rishayin, which is eating l'tayave, avo b'achrayin. It says, could be there's no iser to eat after matzah. The time of the iser afikayman is the time of the iser afikayman is al tzavke by kolben pesach l'moshchel gdula. That's not applicable by matzah. Why does he say that he should make sure to eat b'achrayin? Not that Berishayin is also. Not Laimi boy Berishayin the Koch Letiyobe. He's coming to tell us that what? That if you eat it first, it's sicher good. Avo Bachayin Dilmosi Lamecha Chile Gasayim Eloi Kamash Melo. So that what the Bereise says, as of Gonim, Vadu Shoyim is Keritin Odom Amale Kreisimem O Bavashich Zayis Matzah Bachayin, it means a Chiddush. Afilu he did not eat it right away. As long as eventually he eats it, it's also good. Bavatsha yoichol kezayis matzah b'achrayin. Kibi memalei kreisei, or bavatsha yoichol. You should make sure it should be an achila gase. It should be an achila. Let us see the Rashbam. Suvgonim rikikim asuyim kesvug, mitoir sheisoson raka, ein toiris lechem aleim. Anan beina lechem, dechsiv lechem oini. Mamele Savgonim is not Yaita Mrs. Mata. Tuv Shonim Bitugonim Bishemanudvash Baini Lechemaini. This way is this is Lechem, but it's not Lechemaini, Hello Lechemoshir. Barishain Aloy, one should make sure not to eat the matzah in the beginning of the Suda, they know the Mashal Lechel Klamacha Matzah Schaiva. So it's a raya, it's a bit of a shmu. Zog Taisvis. The Taisvis on Amid Beis, we'll have to wait till we learn further. Kufchof Amid Beis. Achroine in Berishayne loy. Perish Berishayne beloy achroine. What is Bachroine in? Berishayne loy. That you can only eat the matzah ba'achroine, not Berishayne. Perish Berishayne That means if he's going to do the opposite, he's going to eat the kezayis matzah b'rishayin, and then he's going to fill himself on with sudgonim and davshonim. That's also b'rishayin b'loy achayin loy. Going the last loy ella kezayis matzah v'suloy. He only has a kezayis matzah. The toiv la'oich loy ala soiva v'liyeh tam matzah b'pit. So that's what. That's what the Gemara was medai from the Bereise. The Shvid na la soibe. Avol vadai I islay matze lechol sudosoi. Is toib loy lechol matze betchilu le teyovein. Ulo boi chole. Ba acha kach begmar sudosoi. Yoichol kizai is matze. Vi yitam matze bepiv. Vi ike mitzve al horishoina. Shi bo le teyovein. That's the Ika Mitzvah. V'gam Yehele B'soif Tamatze B'piv. I'll also have a Tamatze B'piv, but I say Kizayis Achay. This is difficult to understand. If he's Mekayim the Mitzvah B'rishayne, what's the Inyan of the Achayne that he has a Tamatze B'piv? Maybe it's Eichel Pesach. Afilu mikir mitzvah ba'achoyne. Afilu will say the ikir mitzvah is ba'achoyne. Taisus is mesupik. Ein zeteimim onu mevorchen ala rishoyne, kedei lifte hamatzah shal achoyne. Afilu will say that the mitzvah is ba'achoyne, so it's not kefelech. We make al achilas matzah on the first kezayis, and we yoytze by the last kezayis. Shre ein leboich ala achoyne. You can't wait to make a broch until the last kezayis. Mishum shalachem mili kreisiyu. Now he's going to start eating. Now after it was a mali kreisiyu, now he's going to make a brocha. Avo yochel aboich ala rishoyne. Betiftar achoyne shikar ha-mitzvah to the frishis la'el la'rav chizde tabitrei tibulei demore. So memele, so it could be hastis. That means if he has more than one kezayis, he makes achilas matzah by the first kezayis. He's yoytze the mitzvah by the last kezayis. Rein tzach loyim ala halu. Lehilo shall yekeirich matzo pesach b'seif asude. V'hochi avi ochel matzah de reis. The matzah de reis, according to Hillel, he ate by the end of the Suda. And came betchilas ha-Suda, yim avoich ala matzah, v'hoichel. What did he do? He started a Suda. So kolchoch, the matzah, he was mekai mitzvah sachilas matzah, that was the matzah that he ate koirach, together with the Kolben Pesach. But in the stomach lachilas matzah he made before, as soon as he washed. Me'elus oisa bracha the birchas matzah ima pesach shebesoif. The bracha will help now for the birchas matzah ima pesach. Umiyu lahi perusha del elder afchizda boy lagzer al shar yerokes latibol rishin. But if you say lechatchila, you have to, you shouldn't do such a thing to make a bracha lechatchila on an achila, which is not an achila's mitzvah, and eventually you'll pater it. It's merely perusha dol, the Rav Chisda boy lachzor, shah yerokes lo tibur rishin, kedei shi yaborech al amorer betibur shayni. Kenach anami, yachzor, kemoy ken al sufgonim lechu betchila, kedei shi yaborech al achila's matzah le besoif. Umiyu le perish acha, shagam le Rav Chisda in tzorich lachzor, shah yerokes, al meborech al amorer betibur rishin, ובאויסי ברוכה יצא בטיבור שני, וחנם יברך על המצא דמתחילו, ויצא בשל מצווס מצא שלו בסייף.